And now, live from WASR Socially Distant Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hossick.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hossack, we are Mike and the Haas. How are you doing today, Charlie?
I'm doing fantastic. You said something.
We had a bleed in there, a little music bleed in.
I saw you kind of giving the eyes to Eric.
I was just wondering when that was going to stop.
Yeah, well, he fixed it for you.
He always does.
Welcome to our Facebook crowd. Thanks for watching. I wanted to let you know, let the audience know that you did something
pre-show. Wow. I really sound good. You did something.
Barry White just joined the show.
You did something pre-show that I never thought you would do. You actually had your microphone, let's go, way up here, and you made a comment about, oh my goodness, it's so high. Because typically your microphone, as we've talked about in the past,
I know.
And I can't believe that someone actually sat in your chair and had the microphone higher. Who is this, Eric?
I'm
who was sitting in his chair?
Chief Rondo.
Was that Dean Rondo? Chief Rondo?
Guilty.
Yeah,
he must have been standing
chief,
up because
the chief must stand up.
He was at one point, yes.
Okay,
because the chief likes to use the whiteboard.
Right.
Yeah, to do. We should start doing that.
Using the whiteboard.
Yeah, I mean, if the chief does it, we should do it.
We could.
Yeah, I mean that would be fun.
We could do.
My whiteboard is your whiteboard.
I think our
start diagramming
our Facebook
things.
Thing just went away.
Oh no!
I don't know.
Oh, our live video is blocked. I'm not sure. I'm just going to hit continue. I'm going to step away from the mic for a second.
Okay, I'll keep talking. Charlie is now moving up to the. Yeah, it looks like it's working now.
Yeah, it looks like it worked. What it said.
You know
was,
what it was?
Yeah, it said.
You know what?
It
was America's Funniest Home
it's
Videos.
It's their video, and America's Funniest Home Videos coming after us again.
Again.
Can you believe it? It's going to be unbelievable. Well, we're back.
For those that don't know, America's Funniest Home Videos put a claim in against our show that we were stealing their content.
They did, and thanks to my wife, we fought it and we're victorious.
This is not supposed to be a comical video show, so I don't know where they're picking that up.
I don't know, but I think it's great. But what a day, huh? This morning we had pouring rain. I mean, it was heavy pouring buckets rain.
Yep.
We had thunder. We had lightning.
Yep.
It was awesome. And now we have like 65 degree weather and sun.
The line? If you don't like the weather in New England,
wait a couple minutes. But it's beautiful coming in. The sun's out. It's warm. Should be a good day tomorrow and a little bit of rain on Sunday. But all is good.
We've got a lot of stacked up in the show, too. We started today with nothing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had texted you. I said, you need to, you know, put some stuff on
there.
Yeah,
we got to beef it up a little.
And the next thing I know, we could probably go for two or three hours right now.
Speaking of that.
That's coming up. We are
going to be going for 2 hours starting in a couple of weeks. We're going to be
April 16th.
Yeah, April 16th. We're going to do Fridays for 2 hours.
Starting at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to go 4 to 6 on Fridays just for a couple of months just because of baseball season and some of your coaching commitments.
6 weeks. We're going to do it for 6 weeks. And so give us a little taste about what a 2-hour show would look like, too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, ideally we would love to go 2 hours a day, 5 days a week.
We need people to call in.
Yeah.
We need 569-5253 if you want to call in.
Yeah, or 569-LAKE.
Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM, and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy Box. And as we said, you can join our conversation at 569-LAKE, 569-5253.
You know, I always have a Yum Yum story. I was there this morning.
You go there a lot.
Yeah, but yes. So I was there this morning at 7:45. As you know, my daughter's birthday was the other day. And
that's right, elementary hours, right? You guys start a little later?
We do start a little later. She's starting. She's celebrating with some friends tonight, so we ordered a cake. So we're in there, and although I'm not going to get a chance to eat any of the cake, I know it's going to be absolutely delicious.
Why not?
Because she's doing it with friends
They're not going to save you a piece.
Oh gosh, no. Yeah, no. She's got a lot of friends that are hungry.
Abby, save a piece for your dad.
Yeah, please, Abby. Please, I love chocolate cake.
All right, opening takes.
Yeah,
I actually put three here.
You got a lot, and
I do because
that's
where my
on your stuff.
Well, so I'm going to go with the one that. That you want to piggyback on.
I'll piggyback on anything.
Well, I don't think we agree. I don't think we
rarely agree.
I know. I just don't think so.
I mean,
so
if I were to say with agree, the only thing we agree on is our three: Kyrie Irving, Antonio Brown, and of course David Price. We agree
on
that.
Well, that's the wrong order.
Well, I know it's Kyrie Irving, David Price, yes. Antonio Brown. We agree on that.
We agree on that.
That might be the only thing we agree on.
100%. We might be adding players soon.
Yes.
So I wanted to share just from, you know, watching the news, but also from other stuff that's going on. I just came out of a baseball program meeting with Coach Skelly and Mr. House and, you know, a few of the other coaches, and it lasted for, you know, about a half hour. 25 minutes were spent on COVID protocols.
Right.
My take is COVID's still here.
Yeah.
And it's not just coming from this meeting. And all of these things that we talked about, we have to be thinking about as coaches to keep the players safe.
Right.
We talked earlier this week about the Bruins got shut down for a week. They went, came back and lost last night. We'll talk about that. But they got shut down for a week because of guys
COVID
in
protocol.
COVID
yeah.
protocols.
Right.
We were looking for a place to play golf this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so we had put something down at Outlook. Put a little feelers out down in Berwick,
down south,
Maine.
Yeah.
Berwick, Maine,
right.
Outlook. And they were full, so we couldn't get a tee time. But then I got an email from them, shut down. Shut down until early April because of a outbreak of COVid there. Huh. So it's out
like
there.
Like with their employees? It must be with their
They didn't
employees.
Go into details.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's out there. They shut down the whole course. A tee sheet full of players. That's big money for a golf course.
Yeah.
You know, on a Saturday, you know all those carts are going out and players. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, 200 golfers.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's here still. Mm-hmm. It is here. We got our shots on Monday.
Yeah.
I got my shot. You didn't get your shot on Monday, but I got my shot on Monday. And I left there. I felt invincible. I felt like Superman. I got this shot. I feel like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you look it.
I wanted to rip off the mask. That's obviously not the case because we're not protected yet.
Right.
But there's this feeling when you get that shot that, oh, I'm all set now. I can go out to eat. Mm-hmm. Or I can, you know, take off my mask, go in the grocery store. That's not the case.
Right.
It's not the case. We see it in states. It's still rising. And I know you're going to come back at me with, you know.
I'm not going to come back at you.
You're actually going to accuse me that this is fear-mongering.
It is. You are fear-mongering right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying that we still need to be careful. It is still here. It is still here. And things are getting shut down.
I don't disagree with you. You can be cautious and protect yourself, protect your family. Certainly, it's our job to protect our students and our athletes. That's number one priority. But at the same time, for an individual, you can still live your life. You don't have to.
I don't think we've ever stopped living our lives.
Right. No, I agree with that. But I think some people have. And I think some people that COVID has consumed their entire life, so they are not, I would say they're not mentally healthy. I mean, it has caused a lot of people to have mental illness that I think, you know, COVID has created. And, you know, the cure can't be, you know, worse than the whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
Whatever that. So I just think.
Your guy said that.
I think it's important to make sure that you're taking the precautions, but at the same time, living your life. You know, so for example, let me go back to, I don't know anything about the golf course, but just as an outsider guy that doesn't play golf, I'm thinking, you know, the golf course, I think the golf course would be one of the safest places. Stay out of the pro shop, stay out of the restaurant. You don't get a cart, you walk, and why couldn't you play golf?
I think with precautions, it's fine. But they had an outbreak within their facility.
Yeah.
And
so, right. So,
because
so, they're,
some
so probably
people
their staff
were not being careful.
Right.
And I guess that's my point. The university, this just came across the wire. The University of Michigan is playing in the NCAA Hockey Championships.
Yeah.
They are now
out. Are they like the Elite Eight or whatever now?
They're out. They had to drop out
because they had
a couple COVID kids got COVID and not be careful. We've seen on the UNH campus that the roller coaster that UNH has been going through, they're open, their classes,
quarantine,
their
dorms,
red,
stuff like
orange,
that.
Orange, yellow, and so on. You know, obviously we see it firsthand with schools, you know, that now Governor Wentworth, we haven't shut down once. We've been on the hybrid schedule, which is, you know,
it's been working.
Hybrid's
been great.
It's been really good.
Yeah.
We've seen other schools that have gone in full that have closed for a week.
Yep. And
then they close for a couple more days.
Sure. Or close a few classrooms or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least we've been consistent. It is there. And if groups are not careful, so those precautions that we just went through with baseball, you know, we got to follow those because, I mean, if we're not following them and somebody gets sick, the whole team's shut down. The program is shut down. And I think that when we see what the University of Michigan's going on, I highly doubt that the whole team was being reckless.
Right.
But a couple kids are being reckless, and then the whole team shuts down.
Yeah.
You know,
so you got to think about your teammates.
I highly doubt that the Bruins, the whole team was being reckless.
Right.
But if somebody, one or two guys get it, the whole team shuts down.
Right.
And so COVID's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's been this relaxation. You feel it. And I feel it.
Yeah,
I
we
feel
all,
it.
I think we all feel it.
Deep breath, but
yeah. I think we feel it more now, too, because right now we have nice weather. So
I just got a lightning alert on my, phone. So.
Oh, gosh. So will you protect us, Eric? If there are lightning hits the station, are we okay? All right, because that would be the end of Mike in the hospital.
No problem.
There's not like there's any antennas over here or anything like
that.
Yeah,
nothing like
that
or big satellite dishes in the yard or things like that. My take on kind of what you were talking about, it's really not related to COVID. I mean, I guess it is indirectly. It's more of a media thing. And I'm not just talking about sports media. I'm just talking about media in general. And for me, it seems like it doesn't matter. Pick whatever media outlet you want. You can go your extreme left, your MSNBC. You could go your right to Fox News and anything in between. All right. And it seems all of it seems to be, and we used the term earlier, fear mongering. The focus is always on the negative. Anything we look at, even if we look at sports, even where we are to blame sometimes, Mike, because we focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. You know, we're spreading the name. We already said that, you know, the Kyrie Irving, David Price, Antonio Brown. And I just remember, and I'm not as old as you, but going back when the news, say the nightly news was delivered, it was just the news was delivered. There wasn't an angle. There wasn't, you know, they didn't put any spin on it. And I want to give credit. There's a guy, a local guy we've had on the radio station, Josh Spaulding. I don't know if you've listened to his news reports here on WASR. He just gives the news. And it's just nice to listen to, and you get the information, and then you can come to your own conclusions about it. He doesn't have any spin, or he doesn't push me in some direction, or he's not aligned with this political candidate or that political candidate. And I feel as though the news, the media, you were saying social media in your take.
That's for next time.
But as far as when we're looking at things like this, I think the push is to sensationalize things so that people get excited. Yeah, I think that's probably what sells, and that's what's exciting, and I get that. But at the same time, so many people, you know, only rely on the news from the 6:30 at night news broadcast, the nightly news, NBC Nightly News or whatever, and that's the only information they're getting, and that's how they're basing their entire life, and it's fear-mongering. I have another job, and I watch the nightly news just because the person that I'm with enjoys it, and I just sit there and I'm like, it's not reality. There's absolutely no reality in this. They have an agenda. They're pushing an agenda. And people, if they're only getting
Do you think it's every station that does that?
I feel like it is. I feel like they're pushing whatever their agenda is. It's not the same agenda.
No, but their agenda is all the same, to sell advertising.
Well, sensationalize things to sell.
That's their advertising. And I just read an article about this, is that they're giving the people what they want. That's what they're doing. People are not tuning in to see how many Girl Scout cookies were sold on the street corner.
And I guess that's the problem. I guess that's the problem for me.
It's our society. And I was going to do social media and how it's ruining sports. Social media is a huge part of the problem.
I agree with that.
It is. It's huge.
I guess it's then maybe it's personal. Maybe it's about me, and it shouldn't be. But I want to know how many Girl Scout cookies were sold. I want to know how many people, like the feel good stories of people that have recovered from COVID and have been able to go on with their lives. Not that, you know, they're 4,000 people died. You know, I'm not that interested in the negativity.
I'm interested in knowing which states that COVID's increasing.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am interested in the factual news. I like the nightly news because I feel that there's much less opinion. I miss the Tom Brokers of the world and the Peter Jennings of the world.
Yeah, of course.
Even the Dan Rathers, even though Dan Rather now is, you know, he's pretty opinionated.
Yeah.
But I miss that brand of news.
Yeah, the Walter Cronkite going even way back. Yeah.
Sports. I miss those guys that were doing sports.
Yeah.
Now everybody has an angle, and you said it. Everybody has a take, and everybody has an angle.
Yeah. I mean, we have a take right now.
Because that's what sells.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going anywhere, Charlie.
Oh, I don't think it's going anywhere. But it's just it. I think what it does, and it's just because we're both news junkies, it requires us to listen to multiple media outlets to be able to form our opinion to how we feel. Where, you know, 25, 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have to do that.
I got into it with a friend of both of ours, and with him, and we were going back and forth. And he's on the other side the political aisle than I am. And so we do a lot of bantering. It's all friendly, similar to what you and I do.
Yeah.
And we were questioning each other about what news stations you watch.
Mm-hmm.
And my take was exactly what you said. I don't watch just one.
You got to watch them all.
I watch them all. Yeah. Now, even though I am, you know, obviously a liberal,
yeah,
I still watch conservative news stations.
You have to.
Because I want to understand why conservatives are thinking the way that they're thinking.
Right.
And I would hope that they would watch the liberal stations also for the same reason. I think it's dangerous when somebody's only watching one.
I agree
with you. That's when it gets scary, when they're only seeing one side news, because they're missing half of what's going on in the world.
You're right. And it's the same way in the sports world, when the sports media. You have to take multiple takes.
All right. I promise we will talk about sports when we come back. Mike and the Haas. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more, with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Welcome back. 569-5253, 569-LAKE, if you want to join our conversation. All right. Real quick, Kingswood Spring Sports are starting next week. Officially, the tryouts start on Monday for all the Kingswood sports teams.
Right. And those schedules, if you want to find them, they're in Kingswood Athletics.
Yep.
So you can visit that site.
Numbers are baseball numbers are big.
Yeah, I think numbers are good.
39 and lacrosse is down a little bit.
Down, but I heard they're creeping up a little.
Track upwards of 80 kids
between
the middle school and the high school.
Well, you know why?
I know Division
III.
Brendan Donahue.
They got a Division III All-American coach, Brendan Donahue. Eric, we asked Eric to do something during. During the break, and we'll talk about that shortly. He's over here. He may be having a seizure. Are you okay? Are you okay, Eric?
You just Googled it? Is that what
did? Did you just Google it? Oh, boy. We'll talk about that in a moment.
I need a moment.
Our whole listening audience is going to be doing that, and they're going to be in shock.
Oh, it's terrible.
So Kingswood sports are going. The weather's cooperating.
Yes.
Well, besides the lightning that's coming right now, but the fields are cleared.
Yeah, they just got to dry out.
Matt Hills has said he takes care of all the fields.
He's amazing.
He takes care of all the fields. Said we're good to go.
That's great.
We're
good to go. Like we can walk. I mean, we can play on them.
Well,
we're not quite there.
We're in the outfield. We're in the outfield.
I got you, but it's still drying out.
Yep. So I mean, I don't know. We're supposed to get some rain and some cold weather this weekend, so that might slow things up. But I mean, that's the way it always starts. It always starts. We got a day here, and then it gets wet.
Yeah.
And then
it's
things
spring.
Dry out.
It's spring in New England.
It's really kind of. We're still in March.
I know. I'm loving it.
We're early.
Mean, technically, it's spring, but we're early right now.
Yeah, we're really
Fingers
early.
Fingers crossed, because sometimes you get those April.
Oh,
you know.
God, I hope not.
I hope not either.
All right. So, yesterday was the trade deadline for the NBA.
Yes.
And the Celtics did something. A little something.
A little something.
A little something. Not that.
I mean, I think that the theme should be. Wah, wah.
Pretty much in the ballpark of that anyway. certainly nothing that knocked you off your feet.
No.
It was they picked up one good player.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then they picked up two guys that, you know, probably are not going to ever play.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Mo Wagner might, but.
If Mo Wagner's playing, then we're in trouble. Sure. Well, the Celtics are, I mean, I'm,
well,
I've written off the Celtics anyway, and this stuff didn't help.
Right.
So, once you go through it.
Well, let's talk. Okay, so the Celtics, the 21-23 Celtics, by the way.
Yes.
Yesterday, they got Evan Fournier, Mo Wagner, and Luke Kornet. They got rid of, the Celtics got rid of Daniel Tice, Javonte Green. They went to the Bulls, plus $1.3 million that the Celtics gave them. And then Jeff Teague went to the Magic with 2 second-round picks. And Jeff Teague was already told by the Magic not to report, which means he's going to be waived.
Right.
So that's what the Celtics got. So they didn't make the move that we wanted them to make. We had talked about Marcus Smart. You know, we had even thrown around
Jason Tatum.
So there were no huge moves. And I feel like Danny Ainge just – he felt like he needed to do something because he's been really down on the Celtics that he put together. And he felt like he needed to do something, but he just didn't want to do too much. And I think he's trying to do this just to save a little face and say, hey, I made some moves. Yeah, maybe it'll get him 1 or 2 more wins, maybe 3 wins. But this isn't earth-shattering.
No, but that's exactly what he's saying too, though.
Yeah.
He's saying, does this make your team better? He says, I don't really know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's saying, oh, we're going to challenge for the title.
Yeah.
The problem is not in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th players. The problem is the 1, 2, 3 player.
Right.
That's the problem, which means that it brings you into the general manager. And the general manager did exactly what he's been doing for the past 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to move his players.
He doesn't.
And he can't trade anybody unless he wins the trade.
Right.
Now, the Evan Fournier trade. Evan Fournier is a 20-point a night guy.
Good addition.
That's a pretty big number that you're picking up.
That's right.
And we got him for 2 second-round picks. Danny, he won that trade hands down.
Yeah.
But did it dramatically make the team better? Mm. No. Did it shake things up?
I don't know. I don't think there's any chemistry because you still have Kemba Walker. You still have Marcus Smart. You still got Tatum.
You have the same issues that you had before.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of guys that don't want to play with each other.
You got issues in the locker room. And speaking of our new guy, Evan Fournier.
Yes.
Right? So did you happen to see his tweet?
I didn't see the tweet, but I saw what you wrote. So
let me say. So Evan Fournier decided to introduce himself to the fans of Boston. And this is what he wrote on his tweet. So I quote, "Hi Celtics fans, if you are not familiar with me, please Google my last name. You're welcome." So it's Evan Fournier.
Let's put out a little disclaimer.
Yeah.
When you Google him, this is not for
children.
This is not young kids.
Absolutely not. And I don't even know if you need to Google it. But if you do Google his last name, you're going to learn about an infection of the male genitalia, which is so freaking bizarre to me. That a new player coming into Boston is trying to, you know, get the fans to excite him, sends a tweet out like that. That's like classless.
This is who Danny's bringing in.
To
shake things up.
I already don't like him.
Nope.
Because of his stupid tweet. Stupid social media that we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Well, I mean, jumping onto social media for a second, I think it's ruining sports. Yep. And I think it's things like that. I think it's guys trying to sell their brand, trying to get more clicks, trying to get more followers. And that's what this was about.
Fournier is a good basketball player. I don't know if he necessarily has a brand yet. But you know what? I mean, that's not how you introduce yourself to a new community, a new team. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It ticked me off because I fell for it. I did it, and I'm sure millions of other people did it. And it's there's no class. And that's not the Celtics that I want. I want Celtics that have class. And I know today.
No, we went through this before. We want a Celtics team that we can root for, that we can get behind.
Yeah, that we're going to like.
And this team, you can't really get behind them right now.
I like Jalen Brown. So
okay,
but I get it. But you can't get behind the team. There's a few individuals we can.
So we just brought in this player that has I don't know, questionable decision making skills at least.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say they're morally questionable, but you know, right now.
Yeah.
He needs somebody that's over the top of him that says you can't tweet that. That
right.
can't be an
and
introductory
I bet if he were,
tweet.
I bet if he were sitting in the chair with us now, he would probably tell us he was just trying to be funny and humorous and all that stuff, but it was a nitwit. So we of course were not very good hosts. So we asked our station manager Eric Scott to go ahead and Google this.
during the break, he had
no idea what was coming. And then we looked over. What are your thoughts, Eric? Do you have any thoughts about this?
Not that I can say on the.
No,
air,
you
no.
can't say yeah. So, but just the look on your face and the quivering of your body, told us everything
well,
we need to know.
if let's just take sports out of it. Let's say that you were starting a new job.
Right.
And you went to your employees or whoever's there and, and your customers.
Sure. My customers.
Oh, you
want to
get to know me? Just, you know, Google my name.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
see what comes up.
Right.
That's your first impression. This is our first impression of Evan Fournier.
That's, yep.
And so he's going to, already he's up against it, and he's going to have to get over this.
Yeah, he's going to get
over this. He's going to win us over. All he had to do before was just win some games and score some points.
Yeah, go out there and play basketball.
Now he's going to do that
do
much
it.
More.
Yeah, so it's frustrating. So I guess getting back to the trade thing, where the Celtics big winners, the answer would be no.
No.
No. So I don't know if this is going to. I don't know if this is going to make any change for the Celtics. They play the Bucks tonight. I don't think it's going to go well. So
well, they also traded Daniel Theis, which
yeah.
How do you feel about that? I'm okay with that. And
yeah,
you go first.
Well,
No.
I'm okay with Daniel Theis. I mean, the fact that he worked his way into really a starting position over the course of the past couple years, but I think he's a bench player on any other team.
Well, we mentioned last week that he 2 years ago he was the number 10th guy on the bench. I'm okay with it. Besides, you know, butchering his name here and there, this is going to give Robert Williams III more time to play.
So that'll be good.
And
for
we're
us
both
see.
Excited about that.
Yep.
I think, you know, I know that they have a couple All Stars. I'm more excited about Robert Williams. I think he has the potential to be a superstar,
stud.
I really do, because there's just not that many big guys in the league, and that are really good.
Right.
And so he has that potential. He was raw, and we're seeing him get better every single night. So give him all the minutes they can. You know, even if they – I mean, they're pretty much tossing the season anyway.
I mean, there's 28 games left.
But get him at, you know, 35 minutes in all 28 of those games.
Yeah. I mean
– and see what he can do.
I think the Celtics – I still think they're going to limp into the playoffs. I mean, that's – I'm still kind of – maybe I'm just hoping for that. But I think they'll get there. I mean, they'll probably at least get the 8, maybe the 7. Who knows what kind of run they're going to go on. But if they don't, if the whole season implodes, we're still going to be excited because we're going to see a little more taco time.
That's true.
And,
that is true.
You know, it'd be fun to watch him develop.
Bruins moment. They came back last night. They lost to a very good Islanders team in OT. I was surprised that the Bruins – They started out awful.
Right.
But then they scored a couple of quick goals. And then Rask went down, which looks like the same injury that he went down with before. Mm-hmm. He dove for a puck, kind of gingerly got up, and he did not come back after the first intermission.
Soft.
But it was the first game with fans. Mm-hmm. And to show you the impact of fans, there was a high sticking call against the Bruins, against Grzelcyk. And it wasn't his high stick. It was... the other guy's high stick.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not blaming the referees. You know, in real time, it's really hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans start screaming and yelling. And so the refs looked at it, and they reversed the penalty.
So that was the impact of the crowd. That was the sixth man type of thing.
Yes.
That they were able to do that.
So maybe that's a good Islanders team. They're well ahead of the Bruins as far as the standings. The Bruins are in trouble, similar to the Celtics. They're a few points ahead of the out of the playoffs, but the distance between them and the top teams is greater.
Right.
I mean, right now the Bruins are fourth place, and that's going to be it in that Atlantic East or whatever they're calling it. Rask out, that's going to hurt them. They're in a fight. I'm not sure if they have it. I don't know.
They're not quite there.
They were so good, you know, about a month and a half ago.
They were so good at the beginning of the season.
I was really high on them. We were surprised because we said that there's going to be a letdown at some point.
Right.
Because
it was a huge letdown.
Well, they lost in the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals the year before. And then in COVID, they went relatively deep in the bubble. But then they get to this. There's going to be a breakdown at some time, and I think that we're seeing it.
Right.
Now, they've got good players. David Pastrnak is a really good player, and he plays both ways. I was just watching him last night. I caught maybe a period and a half, and I was spending my time watching him and what he does away from the puck. And we have mentioned things like that. What do guys do on the basketball court away from the ball?
Mm-hmm.
But what Pastrnak does away from the puck, it's good stuff.
He is.
You know,
he's a heck
hockey
of a player.
Hockey players need to watch that. And he was ranked, and we mentioned on Tuesday, as the number one wing in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's the number one wing in the league.
Is.
He really is. So it's very well-deserving.
Do you know what's happening at the top of the hour?
I do. It's our trivia sponsored by Full Belly Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
I had lunch there today.
Did you really? You're always going there.
Not there. Today's a cheat day.
Oh, good for you.
So I got takeout there. It's really close.
That's awesome. It looks like we're getting a
thunderstorm.
A little thunderstorm warning.
Yeah.
Are they cutting into our show right now?
Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR. All right. Do you want to do the trivia first, or you want to talk about the
NHL?
Just
before we do the trivia, just quickly. So you probably saw there was an NHL hockey referee that got fired.
I did.
Tim Peel. He had been in the he had been refereeing since 1999 in the league.
Yep.
And he wanted to make a call on the Nashville Predators.
He verbalized
He verbalized that he wanted to. He made the call. It was kind of you probably saw a million replays of it. It really wasn't a penalty.
Nope.
And he just wanted to make sure that they had a penalty called against him. And he was caught on a hot mic saying that. And the NHL did what they were supposed to do. I mean, because the integrity of the game is so important that you can't have referees going out there. Now, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but it's one of those things where you don't go around and broadcast it.
There are guys that are mic'd up all over the place.
Yeah.
And we've seen football players, which is usually great content,
which is awesome.
Is watching what these guys do. Baseball players are mic'd up. They had somebody in the spring training game mic'd up, and he was up at the plate, and he's literally talking while this pitch is coming in. He ends up hitting a double, and it was neat. He was entertaining.
Yeah,
referees are going to get mic'd up.
Absolutely.
And you gotta watch what you say.
You really do.
Well, this is the basketball player the other day. The basketball player that was playing video games.
Right.
And he obviously was, I don't know, it's not a hot mic because he knows he's being, but he used an anti-Semitic slur.
He did, yeah.
And he can't find a team to play for now because he was playing for Orlando. He was traded to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma says, we're done with you.
Yeah, we're not interested. And speaking of that, we won't talk about it now, but you see the Massachusetts football coach down in Duxbury, Massachusetts? Did you see that? His team was using, calling, because Massachusetts is playing football right now, high school football. So for their audibles, they were using anti-Semitic phrases.
How stupid do you have to be?
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. Seriously, I mean, that's just another level of stupidity.
And this is a coach that had been there forever, won 5 state championships, all this stuff, and obviously they fired him, and then he's a teacher in the district. He's a special education teacher, and he's on, obviously, administrative leave, but just absolutely ridiculous that would even happen.
All right, let's get to our trivia question.
Best trivia question of the day.
We got to put a little disclaimer. If you've won before,
yes,
then you got to wait 6 months. What is a 6 month rule?
Yeah, sure.
Six months before you can call in to win again.
Win again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a little disclaimer to help
out. Do you want me to read it?
Well, you wrote it, so you can read it.
Okay.
And it's obviously,
once again, it's
we
a
know
good,
why.
It's a good trivia question. All right, here we go. This is the trivia question sponsored by the Full Belly Deli Bar and Grill. No, it's not. It's sponsored by the Full Belly Deli, right?
This is Full Belly Deli.
Yeah, this is Full Belly Deli. Sorry about that. And you will get a $20 gift card. If you know the answer to this question, call in 569-LAKE, 569-5253. This Major League Baseball player is an 8-time Major League Baseball All-Star, 3-time American League MVP, 8-time Silver Slugger Award recipient, and Defensive Player of the Year in 2012. He is also a member of the 30-30 Club, which is 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases. Growing up, his hero was Derek Jeter. In high school, he actually played shortstop. His nickname is the Millville Slugger. So once again, this MLB player is an 8-time All-Star, 3-time American League MVP, 8-time Silver Slugger Award recipient, Defensive Player of the Year in 2012. He is a member of the 30-30 Club. Growing up, his hero was Derek Jeter. He played shortstop in high school, and his nickname is the Millville Slugger. So if you know it, give us a call at 569-5253 or 569-LAKE.
You give a lot of clues in yours. When you do your trivia, you give a lot of clues.
I give a lot of information. I like to have people be successful. I like it. It makes me happy.
Okay.
When people are, you know.
I'm just saying that you.
In this case, are successful and victorious.
You give a lot of clues.
I take a lot of time and a lot of pride in my trivia
questions. Well, my trivia last week, instant call.
Yeah.
So I obviously look for people to be successful too.
Instant calls just make it, it means it's just too easy. That's all. What do you think? Where are we moving now as people are thinking about this trivia question?
Well, I would.
Let's go. Want to go Red Sox?
Yeah, we got to go Red Sox. Now, because of that, what is it? It's called an emergency broadcast?
The emergency.
Emergency
broadcast?
The
emergency alert? What is it, Eric?
Emergency alert system.
Emergency alert. Oh, we're getting a phone call.
Well, that was pretty quick.
I wonder why. As quick as yours.
Hello, you're calling Mike and the Hoss. You got an answer for us?
Yes, is it Mike Trout?
It certainly is. It's Mike Trout, my favorite baseball player.
Who has conversations with Charlie every time that he comes to Boston.
Yes, we've had conversations.
All right, stay
on the line, and we'll get your Eric will get your name. Thanks for calling Mike and the Hoss.
Thank you.
Yes, it's Mike Trout. I love Mike Trout.
We know that.
I know.
Anybody who listens to this show at any point since the existence knows that you love Mike Trout.
Yeah. You know who I'd like to ride in a car with?
Mike Trout
and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing. Dinner with Mike Trout and Tom Brady.
All right, so what are your thoughts? Let's talk a little Red Sox. We have found that the Red Sox had a starting pitcher and no longer have they have a starting pitcher, but it's a different starting pitcher.
Did you trust – so Eduardo Rodriguez
E-Rod.
Has a dead arm. He was slated to be the starting pitcher.
Yeah, and I had to just take a deep breath because he has a dead arm and we're still in spring training.
Yes, and I think I said – about a month ago that I don't trust E-Rod.
I know.
He breaks down all the time. I thought he would make it until, you know, at least Easter, and not this year.
Yeah.
Broke down in spring training. Obviously questionable. You got Chris Sale, who's on the 60-day DL, so we're not going to see him
for
a while.
We're not
going to see him. So now Evaldi starts.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a great track record of health either.
He doesn't have a great – no. He breaks down as well. Maybe not as much as E-Rod.
Nope.
But so Evaldi's going to get the start, but – this concerns me just because there's not a lot of starting pitchers that excite me.
I think
on the Red
Sox. The Red Sox only chance was their starting pitching.
Yeah.
I thought that if their starting pitching came around and pitched to beyond potential.
Yeah.
I guess if you could do that.
You
could do that, but that's where they need to be. We said they all had their career years.
Yeah.
And if that happened, because I know you're touting their offense. I don't think their offense is going to be that great.
Mm-hmm.
But if their pitcher, if they could run five guys out there consistently is the key word,
right,
then I thought they had something going.
And their bullpen isn't too bad. I mean, we'll see. I guess I had a
I'm
couple
too. I'm so excited because their bullpen's
too
not
bad.
Too bad.
So,
well, talk about their bullpen. You have a pitcher that you want to talk about.
I do. So this is exciting, and then this I could sense Eric's excitement. So the Red Sox picked up a Rule 5 player. And last week we talked about what a Rule 5 player is. And the best part is they got this Rule 5 player from the New York Yankees, our rival, right? The Red Sox rival. So the Red Sox Rule 5 pick from the Yankees was pitcher Garrett Whitlock. And Garrett Whitlock made the roster for the Red Sox. And according to Coach Cora, he is having an amazing spring. They used him primarily out of the bullpen. But Cora said...
propaganda.
Cora said he may even get into the starting rotation if needed. And apparently
needed.
Apparently now he may be needed. So we'll see. But that's kind of exciting. I hope he's successful, not only because I'm a Red Sox fan, but because I can't stand the Yankees.
So jumping away from the roster, you had mentioned that tickets are really expensive.
For opening day.
So a longtime friend of mine works for one of the owners of the Red Sox, a small portion of the owners.
Yeah.
And so those 4,500 tickets, 12%, were offered to season ticket holders first.
Okay.
They didn't buy them.
Really?
They all got kicked back. The season ticket holders didn't want the tickets. So,
like for the season? Like they stepped away from their season tickets?
I'm guessing like they've done it by chunks because when they add more tickets on.
Yeah. Because I noticed when I went on today, you can buy it like in seats of four pods
or two pods.
Yeah.
And if like Tuesday night, which is the first Tuesday night, they're opening April 1st. I think I said April 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
April 5th or whatever.
You mean, yeah.
No, April 6th. It was April 6th.
Okay.
Against Tampa, you can get tickets for $41.
That's good. That's reasonable.
That's really reasonable.
Yeah.
So there, if you can get tickets for $41, and this is just face value tickets.
Yeah.
These are not going to the third party sellers or anything like that.
Right.
So the scalpers haven't scalped them up yet.
Right. That's good. I mean,
it's good for me and you.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Is it good for the Red Sox?
The other thing, can we back up a little bit, though? You have a friend of an owner, and we've not gone to Red Sox games together. I've never been on your boat. We don't go to Red Sox games together. You let me in your convertible,
I have
think, twice.
A friend who works with one of the owners of the Red Sox.
Okay. That's a connection.
He's not a majority owner by any means. This is not John Henry we're talking about here.
I got it. Is it LeBron?
It is a connection.
It's not LeBron James.
I've used that connection before.
Okay. Well.
And they're really, really good
seats.
I'm
sure they are.
They're really good seats.
I'm sure they're amazing, is great.
But they didn't get him this year because he's a season ticket, obviously, and they didn't get him. So I don't have that connection this year.
Wow.
So you're out of luck.
Well, maybe we can go together. I still like Eric's idea. We're going to get JC and Shuttle. And we're going to put together the Mike and the Hoss road trip to the Red Sox game and bring people with us.
That is a good idea. Yeah. So you got the lineup. We've got about a minute before we have to go to break, and we're going to have a caller after break.
Yeah, this is just a rehash of last time. I wanted to talk about the lineup, but Hunter Renfroe, who was playing right field, the latest news is Franchi Cordero might be ready to go. He was in COVID protocol, and he may be ready to go for opening day.
Did you see his tweet?
No.
About his nickname, he wants to give himself a nickname of Killer.
Okay. Oh, I did see that. And here's my thing. You cannot give yourself a nickname.
Of course not. T-Bone. Seinfeld time when he wanted to call T-Bone. Yeah. What was George called when he wanted to be called T-Bone? What did they end up calling him?
I don't remember.
Coco.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, there's no way you can't give yourself a nickname. So.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No. Do we want to, when we come back, coming back, we're going to be talking with...
we're going to be talking with Coach Potenza.
We are.
Who's going to be taking on an additional role with Back Bay, and he's going to talk about that. Something that's actually an additional role, a former role. We'll spend a few minutes on that, and like I said, we've got a full show here.
We have so much that we could be talking about.
Maybe we won't get to our trivia stuff.
Can we at least, after we talk with Coach Potenza, at least talk a little bit about the Patriots?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Carroll County Oil is independently owned and operated. Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door, 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night. After your meal, play a round of golf on the only golf simulators in the region. If you mention Mike and the Hoss, get an hour of golf for the super low price of $20, a $5 savings.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. All right, on the phone we have Coach Potenza. Coach, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, very well. So you're down in Rhode Island, is that correct?
I am. Unfortunately, I had to come down for a funeral today.
Well, Mike and the Hoss reaches everywhere.
Yeah, we are. We're sorry about that, Coach.
Worldwide.
Yeah, I can't quite get you on the radio, so I was listening to you on WASR.net.
Eric, we don't reach Rhode Island on the radio.
We're gonna have to bump that up.
We might want
to
dial the power up.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, I was thinking today.
Yeah.
At some point, you might want to consider adding an S to the end of Mike's name in the title.
Mike Danae's?
Yeah. So it would be Mike's and the Hoss.
Mike's. Oh, we got a seat for you here. You can come in and join us. I'm always looking for people to try out, just so you know. Just in case something happens to Mr. Danae.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Where's Mike and Josh?
I know. Mike and Josh.
All right, Coach. Big press release came out from Back Bay Hockey today announcing that you are rejoining Back Bay as their skills coordinator. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I had a conversation at my annual end of the season meeting with Aaron House at the school once high school season ended, and he approached me about the idea of coming back there. The person that they had moved on. He's now down at another organization, and it opened back up, and I had done it for a few years prior to that, and asked me if I'd be interested in coming back and doing it. And it was something I had some interest in. I really enjoy, especially the younger kids, getting out on the ice with them. They're a lot of fun. And, you know, as long as you change up the way you teach them things, those kids are so engaged and they're so energetic. And I really enjoy the younger kids, but we're going to work with all the age groups, all the way from Learn to Skate all the way up to the Bantam program. And I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time.
That's great. Now, you just said you're going to get on the ice with them, which is obviously very exciting. But is part of your job with this to help the coaches, to train the coaches and teach the coaches so that they can implement it at their practices as well?
The way I normally run it is I don't bring Back Bay coaches out on the ice with me. I bring some of the high school players. It's an opportunity for them to give back to the program that they grew up through. And it really helps engage the kids from Back Bay, because they're looking up to the high school players, and now they see the high school players on the ice teaching them. But a couple of years ago, I had started to put together a drill book that Aaron House had asked me to do to show the progression of drills that we do and all the drills that we have, and to try to get that into the coaches' hands. And before that happened, you know, they'd switch and they started using someone else. So I think that might be implemented back in now. So it does give coaches an opportunity to start to work on the same type of stuff that the kids are going to see in high school. I've always had kind of an open door policy with Back Bay that if any coach had a question, you know, if they were having difficulty teaching a certain skill or a certain aspect of the game, that they could always contact me and we could either sit down and talk about it, or I could come right out on the ice and help them with it.
Coach, I thought one of the best parts about you coming back into the mix as far as for Back Bay and the skills was bringing those high school kids out there, because I think it meant a lot to them as well as the players that they were trying to coach, is that connection you just mentioned. Because we saw, and I know that this year we wouldn't have seen it anyway just because we didn't have any fans, but we saw an uptake in fans when you were doing the skills of the younger players. Remember, they're all wearing their Back Bay jerseys, and it became a really nice environment for the school.
Yeah, and it's exciting for those young kids to come out and see the high school kids, but I also enjoyed the way the high school kids interacted with them. You know, they were always excited to see the young kids at the game and give them the high fives and the knuckles, and it really built that sense of team and community, and that's really what we're looking for with the program.
All right. Coach, we got to let you go. We are sorry for your loss. We don't know who it is, but obviously you're close to them, and so we're sorry about that, and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Safe travels, Coach.
All right, you guys have a good weekend as well.
Thanks. That's great. It's great that we have Coach Potenza in the program. I know that Back Bay, they're celebrating their 40th year.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. I know your kids came through the program, which is awesome. And just having the Kingswood varsity head coach, obviously Coach Potenza works with the Wolves, correct?
He works with the Wolves. Yep. The ultimate goal for any high school program is if you can build up
feeder program.
We talked about
program.
Plymouth
yeah.
football,
yeah.
for instance. Plymouth football has done that.
Yeah, they've had their little Pop Warner, they're
running the same plays
yep.
that the high school team was doing
all the way up.
And you know, we know that a lot of programs are trying to emulate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing. That's just all the sports.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Skelly and I, being part of the baseball program, we are also serving along with you on the Cal Ripken board.
Sure.
And we're trying to. Be part of the younger kids, trying to bring that up, trying to get the numbers up, too.
Absolutely, and
get kids
excited.
Registering for Cal Ripken?
Yeah, kcrbl.com, that Kingswood Cal Ripken Baseball. That's for baseball and softball. You know what? One thing that Coach Potenza did say that I love, the drill book, you know, as a coach, that is so important. Because I remember, you know, years and years ago when I was a rookie football coach, you know, in my, you know, early 20s or whatever, after thinking I knew everything because I played college football and all that other silly stuff, I knew nothing. And, like, what drills are you going to run? What are you going to do? And that was just that would be so awesome to be able to hand to a coach and say, all right, here are 50 drills. This is how it's done. And I think that's really exciting.
There are tens of thousands of hockey drills out there.
Yeah.
Along with the other sports, too.
Yeah. You can Google them all.
But,
yeah.
But you could, it doesn't help your program if at one level they're working on one whole different set of drills.
Right.
And another level they're working on a whole completely set of drills. And when they have to get to the high school, they haven't seen any of the drills that, you know, that coach wants them to be doing.
Yeah.
Remember Vince Lombardi?
Yeah.
I mean, Vince Lombardi. They worked on like two things in practice.
Yeah.
Run left, run right. It was whatever the name of you, football
right,
guy, you would know
and
that.
Yeah.
But he says, we're not going to do many things, but we're going to do that well.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that better than everybody else.
Plymouth has about 10 plays.
Right.
And that's what they do, and they do it well.
Okay.
So
I know you want to get to football, and we're going to do that. Real quickly, MLB questions.
Sure.
How good are the Dodgers, and can they repeat?
I think the Dodgers are fantastic. It's hard to repeat. It's hard to win it again. And plus, the Dodgers won last year in a 60-game season. So there's your asterisk. So even though the Dodgers are great, I mean, are they technically the World Series champions? Yeah, technically they are, but, you know, it's a 60-game.
The Dodgers have been in the World Series or near the World
near
Series
it.
For like 5 or 6 years in a row now.
They're very, very good.
They're very good, and they're deep. And I mean, you're talking dynasty-type time now.
Definitely.
You know, if they start winning a couple, they're good.
Yeah.
The Dodgers
are good.
I agree
with you. So they have a good shot.
Will Mike Trout, your guy, ever win a playoff game?
The Angels are trying. I mean, they're trying to improve their team. I don't know. Right as of right now, will he ever? Yes, I think he at some point he might, but maybe not this year.
I'm going to jump around a little bit here. Yeah. I'm going to go to this one. This will be the last one. Will the jump from 60 to 162 games be noticed? Is it going to have an effect on those players?
Is it going to have an effect?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a grind. 162 games, a long season. People are going to start breaking down.
There's some concern about pitchers.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox can't get a pitcher out of March.
Yeah.
I think that they should be very concerned.
They can't get a pitcher out of spring training.
No.
Right.
So,
it's going to have a huge impact.
I get the hiccups all of a sudden. All right. We got about 5 minutes left. I know you're dying to talk some football.
So we know. Yeah. Let's just talk specifically Patriots. We know that they need a QB. We agree.
Yep.
Everybody agrees. Okay. The 49ers today made some moves with the Dolphins. The 49ers were able to move up to the third pick overall in the draft, okay?
From the 12th.
They moved from 12 to 3, San Francisco 49ers. Clearly, they're going for a quarterback.
Do you know what they gave up?
No.
They gave up their first this year.
Yep.
And a third. And their first in 2022.
Okay.
And their first in 2023.
So they're going after a quarterback.
They're going after a quarterback, but that's a pretty steep price.
That's a lot, yeah.
You know, we had talked about...
They may have overpaid.
Well, we talked about the Patriots trying to move up from 15 to 8. No way in the world would they ever do that.
No.
Three number ones?
Wow.
That's not
crazy.
Happening.
Yeah, so, you know, options for quarterback, we know Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be number one. 49ers aren't getting him, but they could get Zach Wilson from BYU. They could get Trey Lance from North Dakota State University. They could get Justin Fields from Ohio State. I don't care who they get. They could pick anyone they want. I want them to pick a quarterback because does that make Jimmy G available?
This move makes Jimmy G available.
Yeah.
So the 49ers are going to be looking to recoup some draft picks.
Yep.
And they're going to need to move Jimmy G to get him. Now, he's not going to bring back a number one. He's looking probably at best a second, probably a third.
Yeah.
And the team that he goes to is going to want to restructure that contract because he's not the most durable. He's like the E-Rod of football.
He is, yeah.
So, you know, that makes you nervous. But would you rather have Jimmy G or Cam Newton?
Obviously Jimmy G. And I think this was all in the mix. I think the Patriots are in constant contact with the 49ers. And I think it's Bill Belichick's plan to have Garoppolo back under center.
They're down to about $11 million on the salary cap.
Yeah.
They were at 26.
They were, yeah.
But when all the numbers came in and the restructurings and so on, they're down to 11 million. So if they pull in Jimmy G, they're going to have to move somebody. Mm. Obviously, well, I would think Cam Newton. You think Cam Newton. I mean, I guess so. But they're going to be moving somebody that we're excited about.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to have
to. We're not really excited about Cam Newton.
No, but maybe it's a Dante Hightower or it's a.
You
are
going
to have to create somewhere around $20 million of cap space.
Right.
And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do. Now, I know they could play around with it because it's funny money, but so do you think now that this is it? Jimmy G is coming to the
Pats?
Oh,
I don't necessarily think this is it. I just think it makes me feel a little bit better that, you know, the 49ers are in a position now that they could comfortably say, okay, we could get rid of Jimmy G. You know, now the 49ers could also say, you know what, we want Jimmy G to play this year. We want the new quarterback that we have to learn the system under, you know, behind him as a backup. But I don't know.
What this does do? It takes out the Patriots of getting one of the top quarterbacks because
yeah,
they're going to all be gone by the fifth pick. The top four guys are going.
Yeah. And well, so, yeah, but not. But like Miami's not my. You know, Miami wasn't going to pick a quarterback anyway.
Right.
They're all in with Tua.
But they're no longer number three.
No, I get
now
that.
Now you've got number one, Jacksonville,
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
Now the Jets say they're not going to be picking a quarterback. They're going to be picking at two.
Yeah.
So now number at the San Francisco at number three.
Yeah, they're going to – San Francisco's going to have a choice. Like I said, we said earlier, it's going to be
Zach Wilson, probably, right?
Yeah, Wilson, Lance, or Fields.
Well, Wilson seems to be the number two guy, so
yeah.
Probably him. And I don't even know who else is down the line as far as – who's drafting. We're going to get Maria Carter in here, who knows everything there is to know about college football.
Yep.
And
she knows all about these quarterbacks.
And she's going to give us a scouting report of all the top quarterbacks and who the Patriots should take.
I like it.
I think so, too. We didn't get to baseball trivia. We didn't get to some of our baseball questions, too.
We didn't.
But that's okay. We had that break, the
emergency broadcasting
alert. Emergency
system.
Alert.
Yeah. The sun is back out, so we survived the storm.
Well, they worked it around the Mike and the Haas show because they said it was going to be ending at 5:29. If you listen to it,
yep, they knew they didn't want us to get wet.
All right, let's once again thank our advertiser for supporting Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. Thanks to Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Water's Edge Salon,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
Full Belly Deli,
and the Full Belly Bar and Grill.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Have a great weekend.